Mention the name Chuck Brown, and music enthusiasts quickly identify him as the undisputed creator of go-go, a form of African-American music that developed in Washington, D.C. It's part jazz, part rhythm and blues and hip-hop, with strong percussion. Go-go, with its signature call-and-response style, became popular in the 1970s.
Back in the day, we used to stop sometime after we'd do a song, but I got an idea of not stopping, you know, just keep going, coming out of one song and going to another.
And so the term go-go was born. Now, Brown and about 30 local rhythm and blues musicians are being recognized in a photo exhibit in downtown Washington. Chris Murray is the owner of Govinda Gallery, where the photos are on display.
This exhibition, Bustin' Loose, is a tribute to Washington, D.C. and the area's rhythm and blues tradition and soul. Washington has an extraordinary legacy, musical legacy, that we're honoring here today with Fernando Sandoval's photographs.
The exhibit is named after Chuck Brown's 1978 iconic song, Bustin' Loose, and features 50 photographs, most in black and white. The three photos of Chuck Brown are the only ones in color. They are among some of Murray's favorites.
There's one where his hands are held up in the air, and he has this feeling of great exuberance. Even though you don't see the crowd in the photo, you can tell there's a great communication going on between the artist and the crowd.
Another Murray favorite is a photograph of harmonica player Horace Turner, better known as Black Magic. Magic has been performing a variety of music since he was young, but has been playing the blues for several decades.
The reason I love this photograph so much is because he's a very powerful man, and he's holding the harmonica right up to his mouth in the middle of performing. And even though you can't hear the music, you can almost sense the music because the image captures the power, the passion, and the intensity of this image.
Fernando Sandoval is the man behind the images. He's been carrying a camera since high school. He took all the pictures on location as he was getting to know the artists at their performances in D.C. nightclubs.
I guess unconsciously I was collecting this work to bring it finally to a gallery like this so they could get the recognition they deserve and are looking for.
R&B singer Selena McDay was among those who showed up on opening night to provide some of that recognition.
I'm so glad Fernando did this because I worked with almost all of these people like Charlie Sayles and Bobby Parker. Bobby Parker and I have shared the stage with Chuck Brown.
Blues legend Bobby Parker is also featured in the show. He has shared the stage with artists such as Carlos Santana and has inspired giants like Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers, and the Beatles. Here's the opening sequence to his song, Watch Your Step. And the opening to the 1964 Beatles hit, I Feel Fine. John Lennon admitted that Parker's song served as the inspiration for the Beatles hit.
I'm a Memphis people, laying on a river bottom like a log.
Chester Chandler, more commonly known as Memphis Gold, also shared the stage with musical celebrities, including soul legend James Brown. But he says he feels especially honored to be recognized in this exhibit.
To be up here with all the other entertainers that I've seen in here, it's a pleasure.
Fans who turned up for the exhibit's opening night were captivated by the photographs.
I love seeing Chuck Brown here when I walked in because he's a Washington staple. The idea of a musician is frozen in time with these photographs.
Like a lot of these people, you never see the face, you always listen to the music of the riff, and it's great to put the face with the music.
Bill Wax is a program director at SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
I think it's a fabulous collection of Washington area blues musicians. Some of them are no longer with us, and it's really very meaningful to see that their likenesses have been captured.
Photographer Fernando Sandoval agrees.
What's the world going to get out of these? Hopefully just joy looking at these beautiful faces up on the wall, rendered in film.
Gallery owner Chris Murray says he's thrilled to present these artists to an international audience.
The world loves blues music. The world loves soul music. One of America's greatest exports is its music. It's a common language we all have.
And as long as audiences show up to listen, musicians like go-go star Chuck Brown are willing to show up and perform. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.